Good evening and welcome to Brashear Lady Tiger Basketball, where Brashear takes on the Schuyler County Rams. We're just about to tip off. Starting for Brashear, Haley Kelsey, Sheree Cole. Who else do we have out there?
Haley Kelsey.
Holly Hazen, Kimber, and Chelsea Collip. I'm joined alongside with Tyler Killen.
That's right.
Brashear is starting off in the corner with the ball. There was kind of a jump tip there. Haley's going to throw it in.
Sheree takes the ball at half court, dribbles down, passes to Chelsea on the left key. She dribbles in.
Holly Hazen posting up strong.
Chelsea
looking for
passed
the ball.
Back to Sheree. Got it to Kimberly in the corner who hit the three.
Actually, I think they're just going to give her a two there.
Her toe is just on the line,
but it was a great shot from the baseline.
Meanwhile, Schuyler County got the ball into Nicole Rinkler, who hit the baseline jump.
Shares the ball down in the corner. Cole looking up top, passes down to the baseline. Back up top to Cole, looking for Holly Hazen. Holly's got it. Nice post-up move. Gets blocked, but that was a good, strong move.
Sarah brings the ball up the court, gets it over to Burt, passes back, sets up the offense, gets the ball to Poe, gets it back to Sarah, setting up the offense again, gets it over to Poe, outside the three-point arc, passes to Burt, gets it into Sarah.
Nice hands by Haley Kelsey. She's able to deflect that down pass in, out of bounds. Saved him 2 points. Referee's having a little conversation with Schuyler County. Don't know what they said, but giving him some sort of warning.
Oh, inbound pass was intercepted by Kimberly Elsie. Sheree takes the ball at the top of the key, passes to Elsie. Dribbles in, gets the ball to Kelsey for a wide open layup.
Nice, that give and go works so well for Brashear. They're really able to utilize Kelsey's height down there at the post, and that just really looks good. Score is 4-2. Brashear in the lead.
Sarah has the ball, gets it over to Burt, passes back to Sarah at the top of the key. Might have traveled, but she got away with it. Gets it over to Burt, back to Winkler. Throws it off of Sarah's hands, out of bounds, ball to Brashear.
2 minutes into the ballgame, 6 minutes left of the first quarter.
Cole gets the ball to Kelsey, about the elbow. Passes to Elsie outside the three-point arc and was fouled by Sarah. It's her first. Team's first.
Kelsey's going to inbound the ball to Cole. Taking her time, letting the Brashear Tigers set up their offense. They've got two post players high. Elsie at the top, trying to spread him out a little bit. Cole has it, dribbling up top, waiting for something to happen, probably looking for that give and go. Passes into Hazen, who fumbles it, gets it back up top to Kelsey. Nice three-point shot, just off the front of the rim. It's rebounded by Schuyler County, who's bringing the ball up court. Number 23 passes that down to number 4.
Burt.
Thank
gets
you.
It back to Poe. Passes it in to Sidwell. Gets it back to Burt. Sidwell posts up. Was fouled by Hazen, I believe.
Yep, I think it was, Holly.
No.
No.
They gave it to...
Looks like they gave it to Haley Kelsey, there on
yeah.
a push. Didn't seem like she did anything...
Looked like Holly was on her. I didn't even see Haley Kelsey in the picture.
I didn't either.
Anyway,
Schuyler County has the ball up top with number 24, Sarah.
Sarah set up the offense, got it back to Sidwell, looking for somebody to pass to. Called 5 seconds on her.
Brashear's defense there is kind of hard to read because they're playing a 3-2 zone, but they'll go and chase the point guard a little bit, or the wing, so it's kind of a flexible zone, which can kind of make the offense question what to run and how they're going to run it.
Yeah, Skylar Kenny a couple times have stood with the ball for closing on their 5 seconds.
Right. Thankfully, they don't have a shot clock, something I always have to get used to when I'm watching high school ball again. Brashear doing a nice job. They're winning 4-2. We got 4:49 here after coming out of the timeout. Each team has a foul.
Sayre inbounds the ball to Poe, who takes it at the point, guarded by Elsie. Gives it back to Sayre, right side of the key. Passes in to Winkler. Misses the jump shot, rebounded by Kelsey. Elsie brings it up the court. Passes to Cole in the corner. Dribbles it back.
She's wide open. She's got that 3-point. Takes it.
In and out.
In and out. It's a good shot to take when you're wide open. You got to make people guard you.
Poe, meanwhile, took the ball down the court. Was fouled making a layup.
Unfortunately, with that shot that Cole took, we didn't really have any rebounders ready for it. Skylar County was able to go the other way. I'm wondering why we're not shooting a shot there.
I guess they've waived it, call it a floor foul.
Okay.
Skylar inbounds the ball to Sidwell, who gets it back to Poe, across to Sayre, gets it into the block, passes back out, stolen by Elsie.
Nice Tiger defense there.
Elsie gets it to Cole, who's open for a second out on the three-point. She passes it in to Moyer. Back out to Cole for the three, and she missed a little short. Kelsey with the rebound. Putback's no good. Gets it out to Cole. Sets up the offense. Passes to Elsie. And was promptly fouled, driving into the lane.
It was a nice drive by Elsie. She goes to the line to shoot two. I feel that Schuyler County is foul prone if we do more than just shoot from the outside, if we attack them a little bit here.
Yeah, it looks like they're willing to hack.
Especially their big players inside. Score now 5-2 with the help of a made shot by Elsie. 1-for-2 at the line.
Sidwell has the ball, passes into Winkler, gets the ball out to Sayre, who passes to number 30, which is Sanker, for a shot at the free throw line, which she missed, out of bounds off of Schuyler County to Brashear. Elsie brings the ball up the court to the 3-point line, gets it over to Cole.
Baseline screen that's happening down below.
Cole gets it to Elsie. Back to Cole at the top of the key. Over to Elsie, just outside the three-point line. Back to Cole, inside to Moyer. Missed the shot.
He seemed to have gone off the referee there, and he didn't anything.
He was standing out of bounds, and the ball hit him, but the ball stayed in bounds. The players were confused, and so was I. Skylar came away with it, though, and Poe brings it up the court.
Coach Williams is confused, too, as she asked the referee, what just happened there?
I think the rest confused.
I think we're all a little confused on that one, but Skylar County has the ball.
Sayre has it at the top of the key. Passes in to Winkler, who made the block shot off the glass.
We're really going to have to shut Winkler down as she's...
I think she has all their points.
She's the biggest player on the court, and they're really going to try to utilize her. How they do it. Moyer gets in there and gets a shot off. She gets fouled. She'll go to the line for two.
That is the second foul on number 33, Ashley Sidwell.
Moyer's first shot is good. Free throws can really make or break a ball game, and it looks like we're off to the right start as far as our free throws are concerned. Christina Scudder comes in for Haley Kelsey. And Moyer's shot. second shot also falls. Just barely, but we got it. We
hung on the rim for a while.
We winked it in.
Poe brings the ball up the court, guarded by Elsie at the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, passes to Sidwell, gets it back to Sayre at the top of the key. Guarded by Cole, dribbles into the lane, stops, picked off by Chelsea Collup. Comes out with the ball, gets it back to Sheree. Cole set up the offense at the top of the key.
Oh, good fake back door by Elsie. Had a shot opportunity maybe, but passes it up to look for a better one.
Defense was coming.
Elsie up top, down to Moyer on the baseline. She takes a couple drives to the baseline, passes it back up top to Elsie. Elsie shoots an elbow shot that gets blocked. Schuyler County goes the other way. Number 23.
Poe takes it at the top of the key, dribbles into the lane, gets it over to Sayre for the 15-footer. She drilled it.
Score 7-6 for Sayre. 1 minute, 15 seconds remaining. For Sayre, looking to get last good play in. Chelsea Cobb down the baseline to Christina Scudder at the block, who shoots, misses. Brashear struggling for the rebound, gets it. Moyer kicks it out at top to Elsie. 3-point shot. She nails it. Great shot. Score now 10-6. 50 seconds left.
Poe brings it up the court. Guarded by Elsie. Gets it over to Sidwell. Guarded by Collup. Passes to Sayre at the top of the key. Guarded by Cole. Passes into Sidwell at the block and was fouled by Chelsea Collup.
Chelsea just got her going over the top there. She's playing aggressive defense and went over the back a little bit. Just an aggressive foul. Collup's replaced by Brooke Salter, who comes in for the final 38 seconds of the first quarter, looking to get a good defensive stop here.
They got it inbound to Sayre. Passes a cross-court pass to Poe. Gets it down to Winkler. Stolen by Sheree Cole. Passes across the court to Elsie and was fouled, shooting the jump shot by the block. Great transition play by Brashear there.
Looks like we didn't have the clock going for a couple seconds there.
There's still 38 seconds left.
Elsie's going to shoot two. Her first shot just hits off the back rim. Kimberly Elsie frustrated with herself. Bound to get this second shot here.
Natalia Sayre, I guess they're sisters, I don't know, comes in and replaces Sidwell for
Elsie. Does nail that
Schuyler
second
County
shot. Sisters or cousins, huh?
Something like that.
We got 30 seconds left here. Skylar County has the ball. Number 30 takes a baseline drive on the right side. Kicks it back up top.
Poe has it in the corner. Was good, guarded well by Salter and Cole. Got it back out to Sayre, who missed the shot at the free throw line. Rebounded by Salter. Got it to Cole. Set up Elsie for the three. She passed on it. Back to Elsie. Into the side, onto the far corner for Moyer. Missed the shot, rebounded by Winkler, and that's the end of the first quarter.
11-6 for Sheer ahead. And that was a pretty aggressive first quarter. I think Brashear definitely took more outside shots when they could have worked it in more. They could have possibly got some fast break opportunities, because I feel like Brashear is a faster team than Schuyler County.
Yeah, they showed that on that one fast break by Elsie.
Right. But they're just getting their blood flowing, you know, 2 days off, school, snow days. It's a good thing they remember what basketball looks like. I believe Schuyler County had 2 days off, too, is what you were saying, Tyler. You think that's true? Schuyler County had 2 days off.
Yeah,
no?
That's right. It is pretty bad weather this week. Looks like it's Schuyler County's ball to start the second quarter. Sayre to inbound to Sayre. You don't see that very often. Sayre gets it into Sandker. Passes back to Poe outside the 3-point arc. two cutters for Schuyler County. They passed on both of them, got it back to Sayre at the top of the key, gets it over to her sister, cousin, we don't know. Gets it back to Sayre. Another long pass to Sayre's sister, gets it into a wide open layup for Sanker. It was good ball movement by them.
It was a good ball movement. That was a nice cross-court pass. Almost looked like a low shot. Just tricky enough to catch him off guard. Moyer has the ball down at the baseline. Passes up top. To Sheree Cole, over to Salter, over to Elsie. Back to Salter at the top. Over to Sheree Cole. Fakes a three-point shot. Back to Brooke Salter, who does take that left side elbow shot. Rebounded by Moyer. Good put back for 2 points. That's really what they need, is that rebound action.
Moyer came from the free throw line, down and boxed out, got the rebound and put it all back in.
She's an aggressive player for the Tigers.
Sayre takes a three-pointer, hit nothing but the bottom of the backboard, rebounded by the other Sayre.
She's throwing a lot of elbows.
Oh, it looked like there could have been a foul, offensive foul on her.
It looked that way. But Jenny, not Jenny, that's her sister, Kimberly, there we go. Kimberly ended up picking up a ticky-tacky foul there. Caught an elbow, or gave an elbow.
Looks like Kimberly and Christina Scudder were pulled for Chelsea Collup, Haley Kelsey, and Ashley Clarkson came in for somebody. I didn't catch who went out. Oh, Brooke Salter, I believe.
Brooke came out there. So Schuyler County's got the ball at the top. Three-point line there.
Poe's got the top. Gets it into Sidwell. Back over to Sayre, just inside the three-point arc. Back to Sidwell. Just outside for Poe.
Schuyler County really does have nice ball movement. They utilize their post very well, trying to go inside out. But Haley Kelsey's too quick for him. She had her hands up and caught that inside pass.
She saw it coming there. Cole takes it at the top of the key for Brashear. Gets it out to Haley Kelsey outside the three-point arc. Pass was deflected. And Cole retrieved it on the other side of the court, but was called for a travel. Schuyler County ball. Sayre to inbound.
That's kind of a tough break there. Good hustle play and then ended up walking.
I didn't see her move her feet, but that's what the ref called.
She took an extra step, but it was a great hustle. But we got it back as Schuyler County gets called for 3 seconds. They're calling everything this
right.
Game. They're not, you know, they're watching it all.
You can't count out inside the lane.
There you go.
Cole has it at the top of the key for Brashear. Gets it to Kelsey outside.
There
Cutting
we go.
Moyer missed the layup. It is a tough shot for her. She wasn't
quite on balance there. Thought she had less time than she really did, but it was a great shot. She had to take it. She was right there on the block. Schuyler County gets it inside, but Clarkson with the steal.
Sayre threw it right into Ashley Clarkson's hands. I don't know who she was going for there.
We're glad that Clarkson had her hands up, that's for sure. Cole up top to Haley, who's always looking to shoot. That's what I like about Haley Kelsey. She's a threat from the outside. Good-looking outside shot. And Cobb won't be afraid to take an elbow shot. It won't fall for.
The whole Schuyler County defense was on the left side of the court, and Collup was wide open on the other side.
She was, and it was a good shot. It's just, you know, some of these shots aren't falling for him, are they?
The defense, I have to give them credit, did make a pretty good swing.
They did make a good effort to get a hand up for a shot. Schuyler County inbounding the ball.
Burt back over to Poe, gets it inside on the block, misses the shot. Jump ball is called.
And it's in our favor again.
Winkler and Moyer were tied up with it.
Brashear pushing the ball up, trying to get him off guard here. Called down to the corner up top to Elsie. Down to Haley Kelsey in the corner. Gets her baseline, 18-foot shot blocked.
Poe gets the ball at the top of the key. Takes the three, drills it. That
was more like a four. She was really out there.
Defense wasn't even looking.
No, I wouldn't be either that far. That was a really tough, long shot. Kelsey's got it again in the baseline, looking for her shot, and it falls.
Kind bounce off the rim. Good shot.
Good shot, Haley. We needed that. Scores 15-11, Brashear. We got 4 minutes, 15 seconds left, second quarter.
Poe got the ball at the top of the key that time, and Elsie came right out and guarded her. She gets it over to Sidwell. Gets it into Sandkirk. Passes back out to Sidwell. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Winkler.
Somebody's got to guard Winkler.
Puts up the shot. Missed. Rebounded by Burke. Gets it into Poe, I believe. Makes the layup.
Poe's done a nice job of driving into the Brashear defense.
Call up dribbles down baseline. Gets it back out to Elsie for the three.
Elsie's three is good. That's what we like to see.
Nothing but nylon on that shot.
18-13 Brashear. 3:30.
Top of the key for Schuyler County. Dribbles in. Kicks it out to Bird on the three-point line. Gets it back to Poe outside the arc. Dribbles down right side. Kicks it over to Sidwell. Top of the key. Passes back to Poe outside the arc.
Claxton does a nice job guarding number 40. Number 40 just made that shot.
It was a good post-up by Winkler to put that shot in.
Winkler's done a nice job for him. She's probably got the majority of their points.
Yeah, everything runs through her, it looks like.
Brashear gets called for an over-and-back call. Just hit off the tip of Elsie's finger. She wasn't able to recover. A long pass by Kelsey. Clarkson and Kelsey out of the game, being replaced by Holly Hazen, and it looks like Cole.
Poe has the ball at the top of the key for Schuyler County, guarded closely by Elsie. Passes over to Sandker, takes a free throw shot, missed.
And two Brashear Tigers on that rebound there. That was great to see.
Moyer.
Moyer and Cole. We'll give it to Moyer.
Well, she came out with it anyway.
That's right.
Cole has the ball. Gets it back.
Looks for her shot at the
three. Shoots the three.
And she hits it. Now we're starting to hit our shots. It's a lot more fun when those shots go in and not hit off the back of the rim.
We're finally making the three-point shots that we were missing earlier.
That's right.
Poe has the ball, dribbles in for a layup, misses. Rebounded by Moria. Kicks it out to Cole, who dribbles down the court. A cutting Hazen. She didn't see her.
Cole struggling to find a pass. Finds Elsie.
Finally got it out to Kimberly Elsie, who can set up the offense. Gets it into Collip in the corner. Gets it back to Elsie. Into Hazen. Back out to Elsie. Just inside the three-point arc. Dribbles over to the right side. Gets it back to Cole on the left side. Into the corner for Collip. Back up to the top for Sheree.
Schuyler County kind of playing the same sort of defense for Sheree. It's a 3-2 moving zone where the three on the top are really attacking that down pass into the block, which makes it hard for our post players or our baseline players to see anything else but the same pass they just received. So we can get some cross-court action. But Elsie with a baseline three.
Hit another three.
23-15 Brashear. 1 minute, 22 seconds left of the second quarter.
Poe with the ball for Schuyler County. Gets it over to Burt into Sandker, gets it back in to Burt, gives it to Sidwell for the shot. She misses. Rebounded by Cole, bringing the ball up the court. Passes to Collip.
Great bounce pass. Was able to find Collip. Schuyler County
probably
needs
a wise
timeout
call there.
I think what really spark plugged that was that Brashear was making their shots and rebounding on the defensive end. That really helps when you get rebounds and are able to kick the ball out and get a fast break going, or just like that instance right there where, who was that, Elsie found, or Collip?
Collip hit the
shot. Was it Elsie that, no, I think it was Cole.
I'm pretty sure Cole brought it
up.
Yeah,
Sheree brought it up and had a great bounce pass to Chelsea, Collip, and Collip was able to pull up calmly and make her shot. A lot of fun watching these Lady Tigers here. We have 1 minute left in the second quarter. It's 25-15. Each team has four fouls. Keep it up, Tigers. There's a nice crowd out here tonight, especially seeing how the weather still isn't cooperating with some roads out there. Something you don't see as often in high school is Schuyler County has two male cheerleaders. Bringing some spirit for the Schuyler County Rams.
Poe has the ball for Schuyler County at the top of the key. Guarded by Elsie.
Cross-court pass to Burt. Shoots an 18-footer and missed. Rebounded by Moyer. Gets
another
it to
great
Elsie.
Rebound. Moyer has been a rebound machine for the Tigers. Holly Hazen so wide open. Dribbles back out to Collip on the baseline. Elsie up top looking for a baseline pass, most likely. Baseline pass to Collip into Moyer, who shoots an off-balance shot. Rebounded by Hazen, who puts it in. 4-2.
There is no contest on the rebound for Hazen. Nobody from Skyler County was even on that side.
She was in the right place at the right time. We've got 13 seconds left and counting. Rashier playing a man-to-man.
At the top of the key, gets it to back.
Five seconds.
Gets it over to Sidwell. Tried to get the pass into Winkler, but was denied by Moyer.
Great defense, Danny.
There's 2.8 seconds left for Skyler County in the half.
Ball's in, up for the shot, missed. And that's the end of the second half. 27-15. Brashear's in the lead going into the locker room. That second quarter was a much more Brashear-like team as they were making shots and being more aggressive in their defense. Coming up with some big rebounds there. I've been really impressed with Danny Moyer's rebounding ability. Really picks up the team. That defensive spark plug really helps everything. It's kind of a domino effect. What are your comments?
Really outran the Rams down the court.
Some of the Rams players are physically bigger than some of the Brashear Tigers, but the Tigers have a little bit more agile players on their team. We can take advantage of that. Second half should be a pretty good one here for the Tigers. We have about 9 minutes till we come back and visit you again. Until then, this is Melanie Crandall and my partner,
Tyler Killen.
And we'll see you in about 9 minutes. We have about 4 minutes and 25 seconds till the second half resumes of the Lady Tigers against the Skyler County Rams. If you're just logging on, welcome, and the score right now is 27-15. Tigers just came out of the locker room and are warming up, getting ready to go, and we'll be ready to go in about 4 minutes.
And we're back to bring you the second half of the Lady Tigers game versus Skyler County Rams. The score is 27-15 in favor of the Tigers.
I'm Melanie Crandall, and
I'm Tyler Killen.
Thank you for logging on. If you just logged on, and if you are new to this, tell a friend. These games are broadcast over the internet at every home and away game, guys and girls teams. So, neat way to keep up with your Tigers if you can't make it to a game. It's going to be Skyler County ball here going into the second half. We've got the same starters out on the floor. And for Brashear, that means Holly Hazen, Trey Cole, Elsie, Collip, and Kelsey. Skyler County with the ball, bringing it down. This
Poe
is off to number four.
Got the ball to Burt. Got it inside to Sidwell, who misses the layup.
Kelsey grabs a loose ball on the ground, but turned over to Skyler County.
Poe gets it over to Burt. Inside to Winkler. Out, back out to Sayre. Back inside to Winkler. Down on the post, gets it out to Poe, outside to the arc. Gets it over to Sarah, stops the key to set up the offense. Gets it over to Burt, dribbles in, gives it to Winkler, inside to Poe on the baseline, misses the shot, rebounded by Elsie. Given off to Collip, brings the ball down the left side of the court. Back out to Elsie. Gets it over to Cole on the corner. Elsie gets it to Collip in the corner. Back out to Elsie. Holds the ball. Gets it over to Cole in the corner. Was hit in the head. Gets it back to Elsie.
She'll use her head on that one.
She brings that to the top of the key. Gets it over to Collip. Back to Elsie. Over to Cole. Inside
Ooh,
to Kelsey.
Kelsey was wide open. All she had to do
back
was
out to Elsie for
shot.
The three. Little short. Rebounded by Collip and missed the putback.
Missed the putback. Picks up a quick little frustration foul. She was kind of just on the wrong
yeah.
place at the wrong time there. It wasn't intentional by any means, but just kind of turned around and accidentally bumped the girl. Picked up her first foul. Her second foul.
Second
first foul of the second half.
Poe has the ball for Schuyler County at the top of the key. Dribbles over to the left side. Ooh, was reached in by Elsie. No foul.
Hazen picks up the ball. Right hand. Holly, she goes in for a left-handed layup. Does get it to fall.
A little hard off the glass. I think she got a little excited.
Just a little bit. Number four takes a nice 18-up three-point shot for Schuyler County. She was able to sink that in their transition. That makes the score 27-18. The Shear Tigers have the ball. Elsie has it up at the top of the left side of the key outside the three-point line. Down to Cole in the corner. Back up to Elsie, bringing it up top. She'll make a lob pass down to Collip in the corner. They're just kind of dancing around with their passes up at the above the three-point arc. Looks for something to open up. Hoping for a give-and-go pass. Hoping to catch that Schuyler County offense off guard. And Kelsey picks up an offensive foul in the meantime, going over the back of the Schuyler County player.
Oh,
it was
on
Cole.
On the reach, she was.
On the reach, okay. I thought he called Kelsey, but that was a Sheree Cole foul. That's her second.
Sarah gets the ball into Poe for Schuyler County, who slowly brings it up the court. Dribbles to the top of the key. Passes to Sarah outside the arc. Gets it into Winkler for the layup.
Winkler, able to get the ball pretty much whenever she wants to down there, has really kept Schuyler County in the game.
Cole has the ball for Brashear at the top of the key. Dribbles over to the left side, gets it to Elsie. Brings it back around, passes back to Cole on the left side. Passes to Hazen at the elbow.
Good left-handed shot. Hi, Hazen, as she is a lefty.
She's left-handed, which is comes to be an advantage.
It is
in,
an advantage. Schuyler County pulls up
scenarios.
With a three-point shot, and Kelsey and Moyer accidentally fight for the rebound. Luckily, it goes off the hands of a Schuyler County player. Brashear's ball inbounded by Moyer to Cole, who brings the ball up on the left-hand side. Looking to set a called offense by Coach Williams. Brashear throws it away to Schuyler County on accident, trying to get Kelsey the ball.
Sarah brings it up the court, the top of the key, gets it over to Poe, gets it into Winkler. Made the shot, and she was fouled by Moyer.
Winkler is just a strong girl. She really is able just to bowl over some of the Brashear players just by her strength and her size.
I think at halftime they probably decided that everything would run through her in the offense.
That's looks why like. They wanted to keep him in. And Winkler missed her one and only free throw, which keeps the score 29-22 Brashear, 3:56 left in the third quarter.
Elsie has the ball for Brashear, gets it to Moyer, passes across the court to Cole, who missed a 15-footer.
Moyer comes up with another rebound, puts a shot up, gets fouled.
She was fouled by...
like number four.
Burt.
Danny's been a strong free throw shooter all year as that senior leadership. just able to get that shot to fall in for the Tigers. Wasn't the prettiest shot, but we'll take it.
The rim gave her a kind bounce on that.
Right. Second shot, the rim did not treat her so kindly. It bounced right off the front. But that's okay because the rebound from Schuyler County turned into a Schuyler County travel, so it's now Brashear ball going back our direction.
Elsie with it at the top of the key, gets it over to Cole, inside to Kelsey at the block, back out to Cole. Back inside to Kelsey. Was fouled by Winkler, I believe. That'd be good. Get her some fouls.
Schuyler County,
that's just
their second.
Hurts.
Their third, you're right. Sorry. Read the wrong side there. Their third.
Winkler's first. We threw the ball out of bounds. Schuyler County ball. Sarah to inbound.
If we could get Kelsey to get Winkler in some foul trouble, that would really help out the Tigers.
That would eliminate their any paint play from them.
Pretty much any offensive play. Just as I say that, number 33,
Sidwell hits an inside jumper.
It was a nice-looking shot.
Cole with the ball for Brashear. Brings it down right side. Gets it over to Moyer outside the arc. Passes down to Kelsey. Double teamed on her. Cole takes it to the top of the key. Shoots the three. I believe it struck iron, but not much. The ball's out of bounds off of Schuyler County.
Scores 30-24. Schuyler County creeping up on the Tigers.
Moyer inbounds to Cole. Passes over to Elsie, right side. Dribbles off of a screen from Moyer. Sets up. Passes back to Moyer. Over to Holly Hazen, who misses
Moyer
the
with
shot.
A big rebound.
Cole dribbles in. Gets it into Moyer. Shot rimmed out for.
That shot should have gone in. There's no reason why that needed to come out. That just rimmed around in there and decided to pop out for no reason. That was a good shot by Moyer. Sometimes those things just happen.
Poe has the ball for Schuyler County at the top of the key, challenging Elsie. Passes back to Sidwell, who loses out of bounds. Saves it back to Moyer. Gets the ball down the court to Cole. Shoots the layup, but was fouled.
It's always unfortunate when players save it, go out of bounds to save it, but end up turning it over in the process. Good hustle effort, but didn't do them any good.
Cole misses her free throw. If Brashear could do any good from the charity stripe, they might be looking a lot better.
It would help. They're usually quite good free throw shooters, and they just haven't been hitting them these last few attempts there. And that second shot of Cole's hit the back rim. Need a little bit more legs and a lot more arch. Our shots from the line are looking pretty flat.
Burt gets the ball for Schuyler County, dribbles in, misses the shot, rebounded by Hazen, gets it back to Cole to set up the offense.
Stray Cole up top. Schuyler County still in that 3-2 wandering zone. Those three players up top are flexible. Elsie drives in there for a shot, hit the rim, and Winkler is able to pick up that rebound. Schuyler County ball going the other way.
Poe has it for them at the top of the key. Gets it into Sayre. Passes into Winkler, and another shot for her.
Another inside shot for Winkler. She hasn't done anything outside of 2 feet away from the basket, but that 2 feet inside the basket, she's been deadly.
2 feet is hers.
She's owned it. Elsie looks to shoot.
She thought about it and thought better. Got it back over to Cole, who drilled the three.
We needed that three-point shot. That makes the score 33-26 with 40 seconds ticking away.
Poe dribbling in for Schuyler County. Kicks it back out to Burt. Dribbles into lane. Dangerous pass out to Poe, but she gets it back at the top of the key for her. Dribbles in on Elsie. Gets it into Winkler. Was fouled shooting. She stepped out of her 2-foot range and missed.
She did miss. She he got fouled. I don't know if I thought that was a foul or not. I thought that Danny was pretty straight up, but she must have done something that the ref didn't like.
It wasn't much.
She picks up her second foul. See how Winkler does at the line. She made her first.
It was a good-looking shot for her.
Nice arch, nothing but net, pretty much. I guess it did hit that front end of the rim just a little bit, but still looked pretty good there. Here's her second attempt. That goes up high, front of the rim. Elsie picks up that rebound.
Might have been fouled by Sarah there on the reach-in.
We got 15 seconds left, 33-27.
Oh.
For Shear turns the ball over in the corner, trying to get that baseline pass. Coach Williams is not happy about that
one. It was a strong pass to call up, and she bobbled it out of bounds.
It was an accident.
Oh. Skylar County bobbles her ball, but held on to it. Gets it over to Sarah, right side.
For Shear putting a press on. A little miscommunication.
They took advantage of the fault by Elsie and Cole were both on her. And
right.
They stepped together, and she just went right by him and shot just in front of the three-point line for two, making the score 33-29 for Brashear at the start of the fourth quarter.
Coach Williams pretty upset at her team right now. Getting upset at her, at the girls about not guarding Winkler. And an apparent miscommunication there at the end with the press. I'm surprised that Brashear has not been pressing up to this point. Brashear ahead by four, going into the last quarter here. I think if they stay poised and get their shot back, they'll be all right.
Lady Luck hasn't been smiling on Brashear tonight, this third quarter especially. Their shots have been on the rim and have not fallen into the basket.
They've all been a little short. We've got to make sure we get our legs into it. We're shooting flat. The more people we get to rebound, the better we are.
It'll be Tiger Ball to start the fourth quarter, inbounded by Danny Moyer. Cole takes the ball at the top of the key. Passes over to Kelsey. Back over to Cole. Inside to Moyer on the free throw line. Passes over to Kopp. Outside to Elsie. Back to Cole at the top of the key. Over to Kelsey just inside the three-point arc. Dribbles in. Gets the ball back to Cole on the right side. Moves to the top of the key. Passes into Kelsey for a wide-open shot. Just off the front of the rim again.
That front rim is just hurting us tonight. It's a good shot to take. She was wide open. She had that shot, and she didn't hesitate, but she just has to get those legs into it a little bit more. Great block by Danny Moyer on the other end as Schuyler County tries to shoot it.
They got the ball into Sandker, and it looked like she was going to have a pretty easy shot, but Moyer stuck both hands up and deflected that ball.
She did. I definitely give Danny Moyer the aggressive award of the game thus far, as she has just come out of nowhere in several instances to get big rebounds or big blocks or just little spurts of energy. Let's transfer it to the offensive end.
Cole with the ball gets it over to Kelsey, dribbles in. Passes back out to Cole for the three. Oh, in and out of the rim once again. Stolen by Kelsey. Gets it over to call up bobbles. Double dribble. This would be Schuyler County ball. Sayre to inbound to Brashear's put on the press, and it took Schuyler County to recover.
The press is on. That's a good thing for the Brashear Tigers. When they get that press going, when they're running, they're a much better team. They get that energy up, the momentum going. Good to see the press.
It worked pretty well. The Schuyler County Rams were not prepared for that at all.
Quite frankly, they just won't be able to keep up.
Yeah, they have definitely Winkler will not be able to help during the press.
Elsie gets a long rebound, finds herself with three other Schuyler County players. She holds the ball up, brings it up top, looking to run a Brashear offense. Kelsey has the ball back up top to Elsie, who takes a wide open three and makes it.
She decided not to mess with the rim this time. That's and just avoided it, put it right through the hoop.
Great shot, 36-29, Brashear, 6:24 in the last quarter of play.
Poe with the ball for the Rams, into the corner to
Winkler, takes an elbow shot. That goes off the front of the rim. She once again stepped out of her 2-foot range.
Yeah, anything outside of that, she's a little shaky on.
That wasn't a bad shot, I don't think. It just isn't necessarily her range.
Direct inbound to Winkler. She decided to pass on. Instead, passed it up to Sandker, who hit the 5-footer. Cole at the ball for Brashear. Gets it over to Elsie. Back to Cole. Inside to Moyer.
Over Kelsey on the baseline. Kelsey up off the rim. Collip gets that baseline rebound.
She
got a foul somewhere in there.
She was surrounded by three Rams. I didn't even know she was there, and she came out with it.
It's good to see her get the ball. The ref's talking about who they're going to assign that foul to. And they decide to get a timeout before the foul. That's interesting. I'm pretty sure she got fouled before a timeout was called, but we don't have the best view over here on the stage.
We don't have auto replay either.
We don't have that either, unfortunately. It's 36-31, only a 5-point spread here, Brashear Tigers ahead. There's still four fouls on each side of the, each team has four fouls.
Yeah.
Fouls really haven't been an issue in this game.
As much as it looks like they tend to foul in nice little spurts and don't pick up too many for the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Winkler does have two fouls, however.
They really need to press it in on her when she's on defense.
That sounds like a good plan of attack. Brashear ball inbounds to Moyer at the baseline. Over to Elsie, who drains a 15-foot baseline shot. That helps to increase the Tigers to 38 points.
Sarah brings the ball down the court for the Schuyler County Rams. Gets it over to Sidwell. Back to Sarah on the right side. Passes to Poe just outside the arc. Dribbles in. Gets it over to Sarah just inside the three-point arc. Misses.
Winkler there for the rebound. She misses her inside shot. And we have a foul called here.
I think.
35,
no,
White.
That's Moyer.
Danny Moyer. That's her third. Let's keep her out of foul trouble. We need her in that ball game for that defensive spunk as she just picks up a steal.
The Rams went back to that direct inbound to the base players and worked last time, didn't work this time, was intercepted by Kelsey, and she was fouled, I believe.
By number 35.
Elsie inbounds to Kelsey.
Kelsey in the corner. She's flustered there for a pass, but she's able to find Elsie.
Elsie gets it back out on the right side. Over to Kopp at the top of the key. Dribbles over. Passes to Cole. Brings it into the paint. Gets it back out to Elsie at the top of the key. Passes over to Cole. Gets it inside to Moyer. Was fouled.
She got fouled by three Schuyler County Rams. Score 38-31, 4:48 left in the fourth quarter. Yeah, she got fouled by three girls there. Triple team.
She was surrounded, and they gave it to Winkler, her third.
That's good news for the Tigers.
It really looked to me like Sidwell was the one that ought to have drawn the foul, but
well,
we
Moyer got that shot back. She made that first end of her free throws. Beautiful shot. She just drained that free throw. Schuyler County makes a substitution here. Looks like number 33 is in for number 44, Sally Sanker, came out of the game.
She missed the second
Sidwell
one and was rebounded
it
by Poe. Gets it over to Sidwell. Passes to Poe. Gets it into Winkler. For the layup, she missed it, gets her own rebound, and puts it back up and in.
She was just trying to pad her stats there. I'm just teasing.
If she was, she did a successful job of it. Cole has the ball for Brashear, gets it to Kelsey, back to Cole, over to Elsie outside the three-point arc. Back to Cole, just at the top of the key, over to Elsie, just inside the three-point arc. Cole takes the three, nailed it.
She nailed it.
That increases the lead for Brashear to a 9-point lead with 4 minutes remaining in the game.
Schuyler County calls a timeout with 4 minutes remaining.
Probably a wise move by them to regroup.
42-33, Brashear is able to get their lead back a little bit there as the Rams were chipping away at it. If you live by the three, you could die by the three, so we got to make sure we keep making our shots here. When Cole and LZ are making their threes, they sure do look beautiful.
Yeah, they're the three-point specialists.
Referees rushing the teams to resume play. It'll be Schuyler County ball, number 24.
Sarah takes
Sarah.
It out of bounds. Gets it into Poe. Dribbles in the top of the key. Sets up the offense for Schuyler County. Well, it was a hard screen by Sarah.
Sure was.
Gets it over to Burt. Back up to Poe at the top of the key. Hits a three. It's another long one for her.
That was another very long three. She was well beyond the three-point line.
Elsie with the ball for Brashear at the top of the key. They're in no hurry. Gets it over to Kelsey. Back to Elsie. Dribbles across the floor. Gets it over to Cole. Inbound to Moyer. Over to call it back out to Cole. Back to Elsie to set up the offense. Gets it into Moyer. Over to Collup. Back out to Elsie at the top of the key. Over to Cole just outside the arc. Into Moyer. Back to Cole.
Oh, great give and go. I love that backdoor pass. That's just one of my favorite plays that Brashear has.
Worked great. She was fouled shooting the layup. She'll shoot two.
Moyer was really able to find a wide open straight Cole, and the weak side defense collapsed to foul Cole.
That was Poe's third foul.
Sheree sinks her first of two. And Kelsey rebounds Cole's missed shot. This passes out to Cole, who wasn't in the same spot as Kelsey thought she was. Kelsey feeling frustrated that she missed that pass.
Looks like she might have been hurt on it. She appears to be okay.
I think
now.
She may have taken an elbow to the back of her head there.
Poe has the ball for Schuyler County. Dribbles in, kicks it out to Sidwell, just inside the three-point arc. Back to Poe outside the arc. Over to Sayre on a 3-4 line for Sidwell. Over to Burt. She hits the 10-footer.
43-38 for Brashear. 2 minutes, 33 seconds.
Cole has the ball for Brashear, just outside the three-point arc. Gets it into Moya at the free-throw line. Hand off to Elsie. Passes to Collup at about 15 foot. She hit it.
Collup nails that wide-open shot.
Bird inbounds to Poe for Schuyler County. Dribbles at the top of the key. Dribbles left. Passes over to Bird. Back to Poe. They call a foul on an offensive foul on Sidwell. Wrap around. So we're now gone into the 1-1 for Brashear. From here on out, they're going to live and die from the free throw line, it appears.
That was a good call by the referee. Number 33,
Sidwell.
Ashley Sidwell. She was really posting up too strong in that she was pushing Danny Moyer out of bounds 3 or 4 feet. That takes us to the 1-1, and Danny Moyer sinks her first shot, allowing her to take a second shot.
Luckily, Moyer's been pretty hot at the free throw line.
She's done a nice job at the line. Second shot, back the rim.
Shouldn't have said
Thank
anything.
Thank goodness, Chelsea Collup gets that rebound. Just in time for Coach Williams to call a 30-second timeout. Schuyler County coach is pretty frustrated with his players.
Well,
it's 46-38 with 2 minutes left. If the Tigers can play some good defense, hold on to the ball, play a little delay game.
Yeah, they need to run into the stall here.
They should be all right. They should come out of this ball game with a win. I've seen a lot of the Guy Tigers creeping out of the bleachers, getting ready for their game, checking in on the girls.
We'll be ready to bring in the second game between the Rams and the Tigers.
If this is your first time logging on and listening to us, thank you and hope to have you again. If it's not, thanks for being a repeat listener. For sheer ball. Hand it in. Moyer's got it. Got our...
The Rams defense has gotten very aggressive here.
Yep, they're needing to foul, basically, because if they don't, they don't really have a chance to get back in the game.
Call-up was called for the travel. Turnover to Schuyler County.
It's a matter of if the Tigers can stay poised here. Nice steal by Elzy.
Elzy stole it right out of the hands of Sayre and put it right in the basket. Sayre has the ball now. Can't get it across half court. Finally gets it to Sidwell, who gets it to Poe.
48.
Was fouled by Elzy. But that's her second foul.
48-38. 1:35. Fourth quarter. We can keep Winkler out of getting the ball. Tigers should be in decent shape. Don't foul. Keep your hands up. Play some good D.
Poe just dribbled in and had her way in the paint there. Made the 8-foot jump shot.
We're seeing a Schuyler press. Gray Cole trying to dribble her way out of it. Gets caught up between the referee and three Schuyler County players. Elzy finds a wide open Hazen on the left side. 2 points for Shear.
That beautifully.
It's nice to see Brashear take advantage of the mismatch. Schuyler County throws up a very awkward shot off the side of the backboard.
She didn't know which side of the backboard she was in.
Shot of despair there. 48 seconds. Taken away.
Cole has the ball outside the arc.
Give and go.
Gives it back to Cole. He got it open to the wide open call up on the block and nailed it. 52-40, Brashear, 30 seconds remaining in the game.
Moyers made some nice passes to call up.
Sidwell has the ball for Scar County. Gets it over to Burt, who hit the 18-footer. It's a very nice-looking shot from her. She has the ball. Elzy.
Elzy gets called for a travel. Looks like she... When she pivoted to look for another player, she just slid her stationary foot just a little bit. Wasn't drastic, but all the attention was on her as she was the one with the ball. So it goes to the Rams. The last 14 seconds left.
Gets it into
number 12, Blessing. Allen, Tara Allen.
She made it.
There's a tough Schuyler County press in the last 3 seconds. Hang on to the ball. And the Tigers come away with a victory, 52-44. You stay tuned here in about another 12 minutes. We'll broadcast the guys' game. Thanks for listening. This is Melanie Crandall and...
Tyler Killen.
We'll see you in about 12 minutes. It looks like we're ready to go. We are just introducing starters for Schuyler County. Number 3, Jonathan Norman will start.
Alex Horn.
Number 5, Chris Calhoun.
Number 15, Galen Gorman.
And number 33, Jake Fowler. Schuyler County. That's a reasonably tall team. They look athletic. Should be a really good ball game. Starting for the Tigers,
we have Andrew Linhart, Brent Platt, Cody Salter, Cale Watson, and Danny Clarkson.
looking to start off here in about 30 seconds, hopefully. We have a nice crowd. Skyler County brought a lot of their fans along.
Yeah, they did. Their side's almost as stocked as our side. Here we go. Looks like Corn's going to jump off against Linhart.
Skyler County picks up the jump ball.
Calhoun's got it. Gets it off to Horn. Back to Calhoun. Over to Norman.
Alley-oop pass. He tries for the dunk. Misses.
His hands were up high enough, and it looks like the ball slipped out of him or something and went over the hoop.
That could have been an intimidating start to the game with an alley-oop to a dunk.
Well, at least he missed it.
He did miss it, and the follow-up shot went off the side of the backboard, so Brashear needs to look
Brashear
to get their first 2 points. Cody Salter very wide open the lane with a shot.
Oh, excellent follow-up.
Gets his own rebound, puts it back in there for two. Brashear's pressing. Kind of a diamond press, a 1-2-1-1 type press. Skyler County easily breaks at number four.
Looks like Horn is going to be their go-to guy. He was the one that missed the alley-oop.
Horn is a tall, lean, very athletic, very good leaper for the Rams. Kel Watson, cross-court pass to Linhart, who shoots.
Off the back iron again. Calhoun has it for the Rams. Gets it out to
number
Norman.
Three, Norman.
Back over to Calhoun. Over to Fowler. Inside the Horn. Passes to Norman. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. Misses again.
Great
rebound
ball
Salter.
Movement by Skyler County.
Salter gets it to Plabs up the court. Double team. Traveled. Couldn't get the ball out of his hands fast enough.
Not quite. He needed an outlet pass or a little bit of relief there. Calhoun put a nice press on. We better expect that from the Skyler County Rams.
Norman to Gorman inside.
Looks like it went off
turnover
the leg of a Schuyler County player. Brashear ball.
Inbounds to Linhart into Platt. Passes over to Salter left side. Gets it back to Watson up to the top for Platt at the top of the key. Platt gets it over to Watson left side. Ball fake over to Platt. Sets up the offense. Over to Linhart outside the arc. Oh, over and
we
back.
We get call phone over and back.
Linhart was attempting to get it to Watson, and he stepped over the line.
Seems like the Tigers are a little bit intimidated or something. They're not coming out with as much fire as you'd like to see. That can change easily.
Norman couldn't find any belly open, so he just decided to pop a three, and he hit it. Poor inbound pass from Linhart. Stolen by Fowler, got it into Horn, and he missed the shot. Rebounded by
Watson.
Watson rebounded.
Watson, great rebound. Linhart looking for a pass, finds Clarkson. Salter drives.
Was fouled.
He's able to pick up the foul. I like how aggressive Salter is, especially being a short player. He's very aggressive and is not afraid to take it in and add bigger players.
Looks like we have Logan Daniels in for Jonathan Norman, or excuse me, Chris Calhoun.
Right. Schuyler County in a 3-2 zone. Platt drives, fakes, puts a shot up.
Off the rim,
gets
a rebound. Was fouled on the putback, cleanly fouled by Fowler. He was an obvious hack.
Fowler. That'll be his first. Score is 5-2. Schuyler County ahead.
Two shots for Platt.
Platt's first shot goes up, bounces off the rim a couple times, and doesn't quite fall for him.
Oliver comes in for Fowler. For Schuyler County.
Oliver, their biggest player. Next, James Dent, who's also the same size.
Rebound was to Gorman on the pass miss. Daniels points up for the Rams. Passes the horn back to Daniels across to Calhoun.
Alley-oop
again, and he missed
it again.
Horn once again missed.
That's apparently a favorite play. If he could just get a layup off that alley-oop, that would have helped him have 9 points instead of five, but going for that alley-oop.
He's going for the barn burner.
He's going to go
inbound.
Again.
He missed it again.
That's three alley-oops missed.
Off the rim, the putback was no good either. Gets it over to Norman for the three. Oh, that was a wide air ball. Out of bounds off of them. He missed that by a good foot. Inbound from Linhart to Platt was fouled by Norman. I think he's still a little shaken up by the bad miss.
Yep, I think so. Score is still 5-2, Schuyler County. Schuyler County putting on a very aggressive two-man front press. Brashear's able to break it. Linhart open for a outside the elbow, misses a shot. Schuyler County comes up with the rebound, ends
out
up fumbling it out of bounds. Brashear luckily hangs on to that ball.
Linhart to inbounds for Brashear, gets it into Platt. Platt slows the pace down, but is pressured by Schuyler County. Gets it into Salter, back out to Watson. Across, and poor pass was picked off by Gorman.
Oh, I think they missed a travel there. Gorman definitely
Gorman got it to Oliver. Steps. Oliver made a bad pass. We have numbers for Brashear. Watson takes it. They call it a block. It looks like a foul.
He didn't call anything. It kind of... Kale Watson was able to get away with a missed shot. It really could have been an offensive foul or a block, one of the two, but nothing was called. It kind of put everybody in an awkward second, and the ball went out of bounds.
A timeout, I believe, by...
And then a timeout was called by Brashear.
Schuyler County,
I believe. Schuyler County. 5-2, Schuyler County ahead, 4 minutes, 23 seconds left here in the starting first quarter.
Schuyler County's ball, horn inbound to Daniels. Gets it over to Norman, passes back to Daniels. Haven't crossed half court, finally did the horn. Gets it across to Oliver, over to Gorman, puts up the shot, and it fell for him. It was an awkward shot, he got her to go.
Brashear's getting pressed.
Shipman into Platts. Platts dribbles, double team, finally gets it across. Takes it clear to the hoop.
Ball
stuck between the rim and the backboard there. You don't see that very often anymore.
Doesn't happen too often. That was a nice drive by Brent Platts.
Platts to trigger here out of bounds.
We've got two back screens on the out of bounds play. That opens up Danny Clarkson. Jake Shipman
with the three.
Didn't quite fall for it.
Oh, the pass from Gorman to Norman was deflected. But they got it back, got it to Horn, puts up the shot and it fell. Shipman inbound to Watson, back to Shipman. Oh, it looks like he was tripped up, but Schuyler County comes up with the ball. Horn starts it at the top of the key, gets it down to Gorman, puts up the shot. Another odd-looking shot from Gorman, he got it to go again.
11-2. Schuyler County's ahead. Kale Watson takes the initiative to bring the ball down the court successfully through the press. Brent Platts dribbles up the elbow jumper. Hits off
short.
The front of the rim. Little short. Schuyler
County
just gets the transition.
Open,
easy. Baseball pass down the court.
Probably a good timeout by Coach Copeland here.
Score is 13-2, Schuyler County. Brashear just looks pretty deflated right now as they're just getting beat up and down the court, having a hard time being pressed by Schuyler County, as Schuyler County is a very athletic ball team here. Nothing to be concerned about, as Brashear can turn it around. They just need to be a little more confident, more aggressive, and take it to them.
Really, I believe the Tiger strong suit would be to slow the pace of the game down.
Right.
Schuyler County just gets out and runs runs them to death.
Right, exactly. Sure needs to determine their own pace and not go at the rushed pace of Schuyler County. But Schuyler County being very effective in executing their ball game plan.
Linhart here to get the ball inbounds for the Tigers.
We have 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
Gets it into Watson across the Platts. Slows the pace down. Is pressured again. He finally got the ball across the court. Half court. Gets the ball to Danny Clarkson.
Not fell down. Put up a shot as he was falling and made the shot.
We'll take it. That brings Bashir up to 4 points.
Norman has the ball for Schuyler County. Gets it to Gorman. Head fake. Shot. Miss. Rebound by Oliver. Gets it across to Norman. Puts up the shot. No good. Out of bounds off of Schuyler County to Bashir. Linhart to trigger again. Gets it into Watson. Passes back to Linhart. Brings it across half court. Double team. Can't find an open guy. Pass it right into the hands of Gorman. Goes down for the layup, but instead tries to pass to Norman. Bashir kicked the ball, and it'll be Schuyler County ball out on sideline.
I think a couple screens on this press wouldn't hurt. The guys could open up some more passes. They look deep opposite for that open player. They're just not seeing passes because they're being double-teamed.
Schuyler County gets the ball down to Oliver for a layup, and he hit it. Linhart inbounds to Platts, slows the pace down, brings the ball up the court.
Brim Platts walking it down, trying to switch up the pace. Finds Linhart open on the wing. Back to Platts, who drives to the center. Finds Danny Clarkson, who fumbles. Brent's got it. Puts the shot up. And he makes that. That was kind of a crazy way to get 2 points, but well done.
His points all the same.
Exactly.
Schuyler County got a long pass across half court to Gorman, who found Oliver waiting under the basket. He put it up and was fouled by...
I think Brent Platts got him,
Platts.
Didn't he?
That would be his second. Oh.
We got to keep Brent in the game.
That's not good for Bashir.
We had a substitution for Schuyler County. Oliver's shot goes up.
Off the top of the backboard.
That should have been a...
automatic. We got the rebound anyway.
Right. We end up having it, so we won't complain. Cal Watson has it in the corner. Double team. Finds Danny Clarkson, who's now double teamed. We have a wide open player under the basket.
Linhart has been wide open for the past 5 seconds.
See that deep opposite pass. You're right.
Couldn't find him.
It's hard to see when you're getting double teamed, but if we could get a little better communication going out there and get that open pass, that's going to just exploit that double team.
Platts was trying to pass. The ball was stuck in his hand. He couldn't get rid of it. He might have had some stick-em on this time. Turnover for him. He's called travel.
We got a Bashir press. Looks like we're going to full court man here. Looking to try to get a steal. 17-6 Schuyler County with 1 minute remaining, and we really need to get some baskets to keep ourselves in it.
Gorman dribbled between two defenders and stuck off the layup on the block. Linhart into Platt. Gets it across half court. Back to Linhart. Across to Danny.
He was open for a second,
but the Schuyler County defensive players enclosed on him and got the steal. Here's Norman and Gorman on the block. Feeds to Oliver. Stolen by Watson.
Cale Watson's going up behind his back. Gets it stolen.
Little too fancy and dancy for the defense. There's about four players on him.
It would have worked with just a couple, but he ended up getting four players that he didn't know about. Maybe gotten a little alert from some of his teammates, let him know that would have helped, but the behind-the-back maneuver just couldn't pull through there.
It remains Tigers ball. Platts at the top of the key.
We got 25 seconds here.
Miles Watson back to Platts. Across to Linhart. Gets it clear across that court. Across the court to Watson. Gets it back to Platts. Misses the three. Rebounded by Gorman. Finds Daniel.
8 seconds. Well, that had to be a travel, and it was.
Daniels lost.
This is a good opportunity to get a good three-point basket in. That would bring us within 10. It's 19-6 now, 6.5 seconds left.
They got 6 seconds.
Coach has called a play. Let's see if we can get some poise.
Oh.
It turns through a Brashear turnover.
Directly into Oliver on Schuyler County. He shoots a three. Oh, he's a bad miss. Earnhardt throws a cross-court shot, and Moyer saved the little kid there. It's a good catch by Moyer.
So that brings us to a score of 19-6 after the first quarter. Really, Schuyler County was dominant in that half. They came out aggressive, trapping and pressing, and that just kind of intimidates the Brashear offense when they're constantly getting double-teamed. They can find an outlet pass or a side pass. They'll find that that weak side is wide open. It's just a matter of being able to see that. Brashear certainly in this ball game. Nothing's gotten too far of a spread. We just need to come out firing. Come out unintimidated. What are your comments thus far?
Well, the press and the pure speed of Schuyler County has intimidated Brashear. And I just think if Brashear would slow the pace down a little and find some open receivers, like you said, that we're still in the ball game.
Right. Schuyler County will bring the ball in.
Gets it to Daniels, across to Gorman, gets it back, shoots, no good. They called a foul.
I think they called that foul on.
Dan?
Okay. It's on Schuyler County, on number 00, Justin Dent.
Was pushing Shipman, I believe.
Brent Platt.
With the ball, gets it across to Watson, back to Platt, sets up the offense. Double teaming him, gets it across to Watson, back to Flat, dribbles in, gets it across to Salter, gets it back to Flat at the top, dribbles into the paint, fires up a shot, it drops.
That's the confidence that we need, that senior aggressiveness. Oliver goes up for a shot, he gets fouled on his second shot.
Looked like he was fouled on his first shot.
It really did. I think we got lucky there. And it seems to be that number 43 for us.
Shipman finally got called with the foul.
He did get caught, and it's his first foul of the game. Scores 19-8 as Oliver is at the line for two shots. He misses his first shot.
A little weak on the shot.
A little short. It seems like the free throws have been hitting that front rim all day in both games, haven't they?
Yeah, and usually they don't fall, it seems like.
Hit the rim again. He was 0-for-2, Oliver was. And Schuyler County rebounded the ball.
Daniel finally made out with the ball there. He takes the ball at the top of the key, gets it over to Dent, back to Daniels, across to, I can't tell. Anyway, gets into
32, who goes up for the shot. Went off Brashear player. It's out of bounds, Schuyler County. Brashear will set up in a 3-2 zone.
Ball gets inbounded to Oliver, over to Dent, to Daniels, back. They called a 3 second, maybe?
Looks like we got an illegal screen call.
From Oliver. Oliver was...
That'll help. He's a big player for him.
We get to shoot free throws, it appears.
We are already into the
one and one
with only 6 minutes, 53 seconds left.
Tigers need to take advantage of this and hit some free throws. They can get right back in here.
This would be a huge opportunity for us. We could inch our way back in just by free throws alone.
Salter nailed the first one.
That makes it 19-9. That spread is an easy one to catch up to. And he nails that second one with confidence. That's huge for the Tigers. As
they break out the press now.
19-10.
Schuyler County beat it. Dent goes up for the shot, misses. Rebounds his own shot. Passes to Oliver. Was fouled by Clarkson. He'll shoot two.
.641 left. Schuyler County is not too far away from shooting one and one. either. Just a couple more fouls from the Tigers, and they'll be on the line. So we want to keep them from shooting. Oliver's shot is up and in. Trying to redeem himself from the last two shots he had on the line. And he makes the second one as well, bringing the score 21-10.
Salter didn't bound for Brashear, gets it into Platt. Breaks the press. Lost the ball, but Schuyler County was kicking it. Oh, they're bringing in a whole fresh set.
Schuyler County is going to bring in their starters. The only person that stays is Oliver.
He's been a spark plug for them this half so far. Salter inbounded to Platt at the top of the key. Gets it over to Watson.
Watson into Clarkson, who's at the elbow. He squares up, not finding a pass. Back out to kill Watson. Watson over to Salter. Off Salter's heel. Danny Clarkson dives on the floor and attempts to recover the ball. Schuyler County picks it up.
Calhoun to point up for the Rams. Gives over to Norman. Misses the three. Rebounded by Horn. Puts up the shot. No good.
We need a rebound, Brashear.
Finally, Shipman came up with it and was fouled, I believe.
Score is 21-10. Schuyler County still in the lead. Schuyler County substitution number 23, Logan Daniels, is going to come in to replace someone who snuck off the court before I could see who left.
Norman, I believe.
Looks
he picked
like
up his third foul.
That makes sense to get a sub in there.
Shipman misses his free throw. Rebounded by...
Oh, it was rebounded by Gorman, but his foot was on the line. Brashear ball.
Linhart in for Salter. Platts to trigger the inbounds for Brashear.
Bottom two players are screening for the top two players on the block. That opens up Kale Watson. He dishes to the free throw line to Clarkson. Brent Platts drives from the baseline. His shot's missed. Schuyler County rebound. In transition, Schuyler County travels. Brashear ball.
Leonard got it into Platts for Brashear. Brings it up court. Gets it over to Watson. End up into Clarkson. He hit the elbow
just
shot.
Just what we needed. 21-12. Good hit by Danny Clarkson. Nice shot in there.
And we break out the press again. They get the ball down to Oliver, though. He gets it over to Gorman, I believe, with the miss.
Yep.
Shipman comes up with the ball. Wisely gives it up to Platt. Brings the ball down the court.
Last double team.
Turned it
fumbles
over,
the ball.
Gorman lost out of bounds.
Platts will have another shot. He's not going to see anything but two Schuyler County jerseys the whole game. They've got his number and aren't going to give him an inch of breathing room. Shipman finds the cross-court pass.
He saw that.
He saw it.
This time.
They're starting to see that reverse side pass.
Platts got in through five defenders. Pass to Shipman, but Shipman lost out of bounds.
It was a rocket of a pass. He was passing pretty hard there. Brashear sets up their press. 21-12, 4:54 left here in the second quarter.
Horn inbounds to Daniels for Schuyler County. He gets it down to Fowler. Got it over to Oliver. Put up the shot and then for Jacob Shipman. Fouled him hard.
He can hack when he wants to. Jacob Shipman can.
He didn't let a cheap one go by there. He
and
took
you know,
advantage.
I've always thought if you're going to foul, don't let him make the basket. So really,
well,
if he
made
was going to
sure
foul,
that.
That's good that he didn't make it. That's Jacob's second, so he should be all right if he just holds off for the rest of the half. Oliver does make both his free throws, 23-12, Schuyler County.
Platt has the ball for Brashear, bringing it up across half court, gets it to Shipman just inside three-point arc, back to Platt, takes a deep three, pitched for an iron, couldn't get it.
Great rebound, Shipman.
Back a rebound and put up the shot. It is a great, great looking play.
Huge
by Shipman.
Rebound. That's exactly what we needed. That's a big momentum changer. Score 23-14, Schuyler County.
Calhoun has the ball for Schuyler County. Gets it over to Daniels inside the horn, puts up a fadeaway, misses. Rebound Fowler, lost it to Calhoun, put up the bank shot, and it's good.
The referee gives Oliver a warning for batting at the ball once it's come out of the net. He's saying you got to leave that ball alone. Don't try to touch it afterward. And if he does it again, that will result in a technical foul.
Platts gets the ball down court for the Tigers. Gets it to Shipman, passes across to Cale Watson, gets it back out to Platts, starts the offense. Platts passes to Watson, back to Platts.
Platts driving,
lost the ball to Daniels.
To
Daniels kicks it into a new speed, goes down the court and lays it up and in.
That's a timeout called by Brashear. Scores 27-14. 3 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. It looks like we're going to get some new legs in there and have at it. You know, that time down the court, we had about two players that just fell down from each team, it seemed like. I didn't see what was going on, but it seemed like a lot of people were tripping up on that act.
It's been a pretty fast-paced game.
It's been an extremely fast-paced game.
And it's just probably some tired legs out on the court for both teams.
Right, as both teams have been pressing. And they're both athletic teams. Schuyler County has just been double-teaming Brashear left and right, making it really hard for any kind of offensive movement to go on. So we really got to look for Brashear to stay calm and, like you've been saying all game here, to slow the pace down. That's going to help them see the open player.
Platts brings it out and is walking it down the court again. Is triple teamed, it looks like. Finds the open Watson. Gets it back to Platts. Is lost in the shuffle. Calhoun finds the ball. Takes it down the court. Steps back. Gets it to Daniels. Back to Calhoun. Across to Fowler. Thought about the three. Gives it back to Calhoun. Across to Daniels. Back to Calhoun. Across to Fowler. Outside. He shoots. He airballs it. Shipman got the rebound. Flash to bring it back down the court.
Once again, double and triple team. He's
close
able
to
find
triple team.
Shipman on the baseline.
Shipman missed the shot. Rebounded by Fowler. Calhoun feeds up and shot the layup. Was fouled. Made the layup. He'll shoot one. They're going to call the foul on Jacob Shipman.
Something that'll come in time is players learning how to get run down, get in front of the player, and take an offensive charge. Those charges can be huge momentum turners. If we could get an offensive charge called on Schuyler County, it would really help these transition buckets. But
Calhoun couldn't take advantage. Missed the free throw. Platt has the ball. Gets it across to Watson. Back to Platt. Clarkson was open on a screen, but Platt couldn't find him. Gets the ball to Watson. Inside to Hettinger. Some hard dribbles, but couldn't get the shot off. Pass back out was knocked out of bounds by Calhoun, and will stay with the Tigers.
We could get our posts involved here and get that ball into Travis Hettinger just for a little movement to relieve the guards from some stress.
Flash with the three that was probably at least 5 foot outside of the arc.
It was a beautiful shot. Good-looking shot.
Fowler,
coach is getting pretty excited. I'm sure you can probably even start hearing him from here. He is really getting going. He scores 29-17, about 2 minutes, 17 seconds left. He's hollering out his guys to get going.
Brashear ball on Fowler stepped out of bounds during the last.
There we go.
Threat.
That's what we needed. A foul called on Schuyler County's 23, Logan Daniels. He's able to foul Brent Platts
his
there.
Second foul.
That's the second, and that puts Brent at the line. Brent is a solid shooter.
Platts has been a good free throw shooter for Brashear.
He'll get two chances to up the score for Brashear, and he makes it. That brings us within 11. That's looking good for Brashear. Glass's second shot up and in. Way to be, Brent. Score is 29-20. You'll see Brashear's press. Kale Watson, very athletic player for Brashear at the top of the press.
Daniels, oh, it threw it out of bounds off Calhoun's hand.
Brashear's press ball. Able to come up with a turnover. Caused Skylar Cowley to turn the ball over, rather.
Skylar County brought in Justin Dent for Logan Daniels. And Watson inbounded to Platts. Slows the pace down.
Speeds it up when he gets two defenders on again. They find Billy. Then wide open. This is a shot. Rebounded by...
No. A foul called on Travis Hedinger.
It's 19-29.
Oliver shooting one of... he's shooting a one-and-one. He missed it. And was... Platts was fouled on the rebound by Chris Horn... Or Alex Horn.
Right.
His first. Platts to shoot again. Hit the first
Platts
one.
Platts nails his shot there. 20-29.
Nailed the second one.
Got the second one, too. That's exactly what they need.
Scott Chaney with the ball. Calhoun passes, and it was
Travis
stolen by
Hedinger. Coming up with a big steal.
Platts has the ball. Finally
getting
gets across half court. Triple teamed. He fell down, rolled around. They called him a travel.
Fowler inbounds to Calhoun.
Gets it into Dent. Lays up but misses. Gets his own rebound. Even worse looking shot the second time. Misses it to
Oliver.
Wisely throws the ball off of Danny Clarkson, I believe. Or Maine with Skylar County.
Elam,
maybe?
Yeah. I think it threw off of Elam there.
Oliver has the ball on the block. Shoots, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in.
Oliver's done a nice job for him tonight. He's just a big, solid player. Hasn't missed many of his inside shots. He's been aggressive for him. We're under a minute here. 21-31.
With a long pass. The defender touched it, tipped it, couldn't find it. Finally, Bill came up with it. Bill Elam turned it over to Fowler, who went down, scored a layup.
We've got 40 seconds.
Slows the pace, trying to probably hold for the last shot of the game, but his double team gets it off to Watson in the corner.
Looked like it went off of Kale Watson's leg there, out of bounds.
Turnover
so
by Watson.
So it'll be a Skylar ball out of bounds.
They get into Calhoun, back to Fowler.
We've got 30
Dipped
seconds.
Hit by Platts, but still finds Horn. Gets it down to Dent. Misses the shot. Rebound by Platts. 20 seconds left. Gets it across half court. Dribbles in. Passes to Clarkson. Blocked by Oliver. Clarkson gets it back. Passes to Elam. Back to Watson. Stolen by Calhoun. Goes down for the layup. Puts it up. In. Basket's no good. He's waving
no
it
good.
Off. Looks like it ought to have been good to me. Anyway, he'll shoot two.
Foul is on
Elam with the foul.
Elam. 33-21 with 5.7 seconds. That's kind of unfortunate because Brashear really had a good looking opportunity at the other end and just turned the ball over a couple of times. So they're just going to need to come out hot after the half.
Calhoun hit it. Hit the first one.
And Brashear can even get a rebound off of this missed free throw, assuming he misses, and get a good three-point shot off. Make the most of those last 5.7 seconds.
He missed, and Oliver rebounded.
over the back, I believe, on Danny Clarkson.
It was a Schuyler County foul.
His second on Oliver.
On Oliver.
Clarkson to shoot two.
Danny can make these. They'll be sitting in a decent spot. Not
off the
quite
back rim.
That one. We have a sub here. Linhart in for Elam.
Linhart in for Elam in the last 5 seconds. I believe they'll go to the press after this shot. Make or miss. He made it. 22-34.
5 seconds remaining.
Schuyler
County.
They broke it to Calhoun across half court. Finds Dent with the shot, and he made it right before the buzzer.
And that shot was kind of a one-handed shot, too. Just almost like a sky hook shot, but he wasn't hook-shotting. It was most unusual.
It was an odd-looking shot, but it fell for
him. It did fall, nothing but net, and that leaves us with a score of 36-22. And in about 10 more minutes, we'll be back with you. Thus far, the Tigers have just played pretty intimidated against the Schuyler County press. They have a good chance to bring on the heat and the energy and really change the tempo of the game. If they can stop turning the ball over and just play with poise, I think they'll be all right and have a really good chance of coming out and beating these Schuyler County Rams. What are your comments thus far?
Yeah, I just think if Brashear would slow down the pace again, they could get down here and get some quality shots, not turn the ball over, and like you said, they can just be right back in it.
Well, stay tuned. Well, thank you for joining us for this first half. Like I said, we'll be back in about 9 minutes after halftime. Thanks for staying with us.
If you weren't here for the first game, the Lady Tigers defeated the Schuyler County Rams 52-44.
And here we are about to start the second half of the boys game between the Brashear Tigers and Schuyler County Rams, with the score being 36-22. As Tyler and I were just mentioning, the Schuyler County team had missed three alley-oops. And we wouldn't be surprised, although missing, they came very, very close. We wouldn't be surprised if when Schuyler County gets the ball, if we saw them try that again.
Yeah.
Here we go. Brashear's got the ball.
Flashes the ball at the top of the key. Gets it off to Linhart outside the three-point line. He shoots in and out. Off of Danny Clarkson to the Rams. Horn to inbounds to Calhoun.
Brashear's going to put on its press. We've got all the same starters out at the beginning of the half.
Calhoun finds Gorman on the baseline. Gets it back out to Calhoun. Over to Norman. Back to Calhoun. Misses the three. Rebounded by Fowler, who put it back up and in. Linhart inbounds to Platts. Slows the pace of the game down. Gets across to Linhart. Across to...
Watson puts up a nice shot and makes it.
Horn inbounds to Norman. Across to Gorman. Over to Norman in the horn. Lays up a layup. Put it in.
Scores 40-24.
Platts with the ball, walking up the court, finds Linhart, into Clarkson on the elbow, gets it over to Watson just inside the three-point line, missed it, rebounded by Norman, off to Gorman, puts it up and in.
Cody Salter was guarding him, but fell on the way. Kel Watson picked him up and just wasn't able to get there in time. Brett Platts is trying to find an open pass on the other end. Passes off to Linhart, who drives the elbow, puts up an air ball. Schuyler County's in transition. Puts up a shot, misses it. Gets their own rebound. again gets their own rebound. Ball is up again and
stays with Schuyler
County. Stays with Schuyler County. Those three potential reboundable shots all went going to Schuyler County.
Chipman is in for Linhart for Brashear. Inbounded to Fowler. Puts up a three off the front of the iron. Hit the backboard and in.
That makes it 45-24. We have 5 minutes and 53 seconds.
Platts with the ball. Gets it to Watson. Dribbles at the top. He gets it into Clarkson for a layup. Blocked cleanly by Fowler. It is a good block.
That was a nice pass by Cale Watson. He found a wide open Danny Clarkson, just one of the Schuyler County guys. Flew over just in time to make a nice block, but that was good court vision by Watson.
Platts into Watson, back to Platts. 5 foot outside the three-point line. He fires, and he hit it.
Just what they needed right there, a three-point bucket, 45-27. They're in their press. They know they've got to get some baskets.
Calhoun finds Norman, who passes the horn, gets it into Gorman, puts up a layup and in.
Schuyler County really isn't having a problem with Brashear's press at this point. Brashear hopes to change that and give them the problem.
Platts with the pass to Clarkson. Clarkson missed it, and Gorman got it. Got the horn, and a timeout is called by Schuyler County.
We have 5 minutes and 3 seconds left. Third quarter. Score is 47-27. That lead just kind of opened up on Brashear without us really even noticing it. Just kind of slipped the 20 points there.
Yeah, they didn't get the ball from you, and they just drove down and put it up and in, and that was that.
Schuyler County cheerleaders take the floor. I really am surprised how many Schuyler County fans there are here. I mean, they really brought lots of people to this ball game. I would say more than the Brashear crowd, really.
Well, the Brashear crowd's kind of spread out here, and the Schuyler County's kind of...
they're kind of intermingled. It's hard to tell. Either way, it's a good turnout for the game.
Yeah, it's pretty crowded for the storm that has just struck a couple days ago. Schuyler County ball, horn to inbound. Brashear still has the press going. They've changed up a little bit, though. It's a 3-1-1 instead of a 3-2.
Right. Cale Watson at the top. He's so athletic. He's fun to watch. He's really going to develop into a prominent ball player for Brashear.
Gorman with the ball. Gets it out to Calhoun. Passes to Fowler. Gets it back down to Gorman. Gets back out to Calhoun, over to Norman outside the arc, over to Gorman, back to Norman, up to Calhoun, down to Fowler, over to Gorman again, puts up the shot, in and out, rebound by Shipman.
Good rebound by Jake Shipman. We really needed a rebound there. And the referee calls a technical foul on Schuyler County's number 15 referee.
Gorman.
Says... number 15 gave a white player an elbow. I didn't see that happen.
I was watching the ball. It was away from the ball. I didn't see it either.
And number 15 seems to be quite honestly surprised by the call. I don't think it was an intentional thing that happened there. Either way, Brent Plass is shooting for the Tigers. He's frustrated that he missed the first one.
A little short on the first one.
A little short. We got to get those legs into it.
I believe it was on Danny. He's showing the other player where he was elbowed. Danny Clarkson.
Danny must have picked up the elbow there somewhere. Kind of a strange call, really. I mean, both teams kind of wondered what happened and who it was going to. And
even the Brashear players look a little confused. I think it's on Danny, maybe.
I think Danny did pick up something there, a bruise or something from that elbow. Either way, it's good to know that it wasn't necessarily intentional, and both teams are still competing in a aggressive but respectful manner.
Danny's smiling about it. I don't know.
Maybe he did something to provoke it, and we don't know. Who knows?
They got
either way,
out of it anyhow.
The score is 47-28, and there's 4 minutes 30 seconds left here. And the Brashear Tigers are really going to make an effort to get themselves in a position that they could come back and win this ball game. They're going to have to do it with poise and with a press that's successful.
Brashear ball, Cody Salter inbound, gets it to Platts, takes it across half court, gets it to Watson, let it go between his leg and out of bounds to Schuyler County.
Just couldn't get his hands on it.
Inbounds to Calhoun. Back to Calhoun.
Brashear's defense working hard here. Kel Watson up top. That was a nice drive.
Rebounded by Salter.
Quite a bit of the leap there by Salter.
He can really jump.
He's not playing like a little guy.
Watson found Shipman. Was blocked.
Salter recovers it. Thank you, Cody. Danny with a nice pounce pass to Jake Shipman.
Knocked it down this time. Nobody was there. Close
up and
to
in.
It.
Nice job, Jacob. Jacob and Kale, although some of the youngest members have been playing very well for the team, being aggressive.
Horns got the ball. Passes to Calhoun at the top. They slow it down a little. He finds Norman just outside the arc. Back to Horn, inside to Oliver, puts up the shot, and it's in.
Oliver made a nice move there. I mean, that's hard to stop. When you get a big guy going in their full momentum, that's hard to stop. It's just nice that Brashear didn't foul him. Danny Clarkson open at the elbow. That takes a nice-looking shot. It doesn't fall. Cody
missed the shot, but Fowler got the rebound, and Cody came in and knocked it out of his hand.
He really crashed the boards.
Horn inbounds for Schuyler County. Gets it to Calhoun across the court. Out of Fowler's hands, Tiger ball. Salter inbounds to Platt. Gets it across half court. Finds Salter. Shoots an 18-footer off the front of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Horn. Pestered by Platts, but gets it off to Calhoun, into Norman with the layup, no good. Out of bounds off of Shipman, I believe.
Did look like it hit off Shipman's knee. Of course, 49-30, 2 minutes and 40 seconds left here. Schuyler County puts up a shot. Shipman's able to rebound it. Nice job, Jacob.
Norman with
those
the miss
rebounds.
On the three. Shipman got it to Platts at the top of the key. Dribbles down, gets it to Salter, dribbles in, loses it, recovered by Norman, takes it the length of the court, bobbled it, traveled.
Our turnovers are really starting to bite at our heels here. We really have to cut down on the turnovers if we can.
They're piling up for both teams, really.
They really are.
Platts with the ball, half court, dribbles across, gets to Watson, kicks it into
nice
Shipman,
pass.
Turns around on the corner, no good. Oh, he lost it when he was going up for the second shot.
It's going to be Brashear ball beneath.
They called a foul on Ed's Horn. They called his second foul.
Okay.
Daniels in for Fowler for Schuyler County. Platts to trigger it in. Gets it into Linhart. Dribbles down into the paint. Wide open. Misses the shot just a little to the right. Shipman rebounds. Puts it back up. No good. Oh.
That was
there's
kind of
a tie
tough
up.
Call.
They called the foul on Linhart. It is a hard foul, but it looks like it would have been a good no call.
Right. I agree with that. It looked like it was Linhart and Calhoun on that.
Calhoun gets it down to Horn for Schuyler County. He puts up a shot, called a blocking foul on Shipman, I think.
Travis Hettinger actually picked up that one.
Hettinger, that would have been Shipman's fourth, I believe. So
we're glad that
Travis
donated himself for it.
Norman inbounds.
Alley-oop number four.
And yet again, he missed.
Horn goes down. He's already wearing a knee brace, and he was holding his knee. Coach is arguing that he got clipped in the air, but I don't think that's a fair argument. I don't think the coach really wants.
The coach is pretty hot under the collar.
They could have teed him up there, I believe.
I think they're just frustrated because that's the fourth alley-oop he's missed.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting good looks, and he's getting up in the air. He's just not able to bring it down. But
he looks like he's in a little bit of pain right now.
I think his knee's probably bothering him. And
Chipman with the ball, puts up a shot in and out, rebounded by Horn. Yeah, he's hurting. Chipman with the turnover, with the steal, but does turn it over to Calhoun.
Ooh,
Travis Hettinger's limping now.
Like he turned an ankle, maybe?
That's what it appears like. He's limping off the court. We bring in Bill Elam and Cale Watson for Hettinger and Salter. Hettinger's really limping over on the sideline.
We could use some new legs, get stuff going here.
Daniels has the ball for Skylar County, gets it over to Calhoun, holds the ball, gets it back to Daniels.
Cross to Norman, over to Calhoun, into Horn, back to Calhoun, out to Daniels for the three, no good, rebound.
Finally dragged in by Shipman, dribbles
Shipman,
down the court.
Shipman, rebounding machine today, that's been fun to watch him rebound.
Passes to Watson. Watson was open briefly. Gets it off to Bill Elam. He's open for a shot. Off the bank, no good. Rebound to Oliver.
Scores 49-30, 40 seconds remaining.
Oliver gets it out to Daniels. Calhoun slows the pace of the game. He has it. Passes to Norman. Sets up the offense. Gets it in to Oliver. Passes to an open Horn. Puts up the shot. Off the bank. It was good, and he was fouled by... That is Linhart with the foul, his second, third team foul. Horn with the miss, tipped by Skyler, but Platts comes up with it. Gets it across, a vicious screen by Cale Watson.
But very good screen all the while.
Platts takes advantage, gets down and was fouled, shooting a layup by Oliver.
I think that's what Brent Platts could use, is a little more relief, a couple more screens, because he's just getting doubled and triple teamed.
That was a whale of a screen
by
Watson.
It really was a great screen.
He just laid out Daniels in that.
He just was set, he had his feet planted, and he just did not move. That was very effective. Brent misses his first shot.
Horn comes out in favor of Fowler. Platts and Sudashek to shoot his second shot. And he made it.
And it's
he
good.
Made it.
18 seconds left, 51-31.
Calhoun inbound to Norman. Gets it across to Daniels. Finds Calhoun. Gets it across that floor. Passes to Fowler for the layup. 8 seconds remain. Brashear finally gets it in to Shipman. 5 seconds. Shipman's got to launch it. Doesn't. Held the ball. Let time expire. At the end of the third quarter, the score is 31-53 in favor of Schuyler County.
It really has. I mean, one of the biggest differences here is that Brashear just hasn't been able to put those little bits shots in here and there. They've been making good moves and had some good looks, but they just haven't been able to fall. While Schuyler County, it just seems like anything they put up goes in. And so, you know, even though Schuyler County might be winning the game, if all the shots were even, it just would be closer if Brashear's shots could just fall for them. And you just feel for them in that way because they're doing some really good things out there. Just things aren't falling in the bucket for them.
Yeah, that really is the truth. Schuyler County has made a lot of shots that really they shouldn't have, and we've missed some shots that we should have made.
On a positive note, we've got Jacob Shipman in there rebounding tough, and Cale Watson going at it. Brent's doing the best he can under two and three players on him. Here we go into the fourth quarter.
Daniels got the ball for Schuyler County. Passes to Norman, and promptly throws it into Fowler, and we knock it out of bounds. They inbound it to Norman. Holds the ball top of the key. Passes to Calhoun. Gets across Daniels. Outside the three-point arc. Guarded by Platts. Gets it back to Calhoun over to Norman. Outside the three-point arc. Gets it into Oliver at the elbow. Dribbles in. Passes to Fowler for the shot off the block. He made it off the glass. Reinhardt with the pass into Shipman. Dribbles up. Holds it. Passes to Brent. Platts. Platts was called for the double dribble. Might have been a reaching on Daniels. Instead, they called the double dribble. Schuyler County ball. Fowler inbound for him. Passes to Daniels. Holds it top of the key.
Rashear in a 2-3 zone.
Calhoun finds Daniels for the three, and he was fouled shooting a three. Watson with the foul.
That's just a young mistake. Cale Watson
fouls
a three-point shooter. Being in ninth grade, you just sometimes will make mistakes like that. And, you know, it's not always a young mistake. It happens. You see it happen in the NBA. But that's one that you want to try to avoid. Anytime you put somebody up at the line for three shots, there's a real good chance they'll make some points.
Especially at this level, the three is still a bit shaky for most players.
So far, number 33, Jake Fowler, has made two of his three shots. He's attempting his third. And he made all three.
Reinhardt to inbound, gets it into Watson. Watson brings up the sideline. Screened by Platt. Gets it across the timeline. Takes it to top of the key. Dribbles to the right side. Still has the ball. Lost the ball. Charge!
The referee kind of made up his mind halfway through that call. That's kind of unfortunate.
Looks like Watson might be trying to do a little too much here.
I think they're all just dribbling too much. When you're getting double teamed, you don't want to put the ball on the ground. You want to look for an open pass.
Oh.
Nice hustle by Danny Clarkson.
Danny tipped the steal, just was a little too late on it and fouled the
shy.
Fouled the Schuyler County. I believe it was Fowler, wasn't it?
Yep. But the good news is he did prevent a transition layup, so.
I missed that.
That was a pretty obvious foul. If they were going to call something intentional, I think that would have been the time to do it there. Schuyler County's Chris Calhoun pretty much intentionally just shoved, two-hand shoved Watson. Watson stayed cool.
Dribbling. Finds Clarkson. Clarkson dribbles in. Gets it back out to Shipman.
Our score is 58-31. We've got
Shipman makes a wild pass to Leonard.
A little bit wild there. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left. That was a little too much of a pass for Shipman to make.
Daniels with the pass to Calhoun into Oliver and was fouled by Shipman, I think. That'll be his fourth if it's on him. It is.
And once again, that was a heck of a foul.
He's good at fouling.
He made sure he didn't score. Unfortunately, that's his fourth foul.
Oliver missed his first.
Or Alex Horn goes into the game for Jake Fowler. I'd say Horn's their most athletic player. He just can jump real well.
We might see the alley-oop once again sometime.
We may see it for the fifth time. Oliver sinks the second shot.
Reinhardt to inbound. Gets it into Shipman. Shipman dribbles to about the first free throw line. His pass is tipped. Oliver recovers. Gets it to Norman. Norman finds Calhoun at the top. Gets it down to Daniels. Goes up to the left with foul. Oh, it fell out of the hoop for him.
Rashear's been doing an awful lot of fouling here, and that's
Clarkson's
not going to help
third
him.
Foul.
stay in the game, but I think part of it's just frustration at this point.
Daniels appears to be a very good free throw shooter.
He is.
By hitting the first. I guess his fourth or... I missed the fifth one.
Oh, that's a way to pick up the rebound, Brashear.
Platts booted it, I think, out of bounds.
Brashear's been very aggressive on their defensive end. Just hasn't been able to catch those breaks.
Norman inbounds to Daniels for a long three. He missed it. Horn gets the rebound. Puts it up. No good. Norman with the rebound. Put it up. No good. Calhoun got the rebound. Gets it out to Norman. Was dangerously close to it. Over and back. Finds Calhoun. Gets it to Horn. Puts it up and in.
The sheer ball. I'm surprised to see Schuyler County still pressing.
Whoops. Watson lost the ball to Oliver.
Score is 62-31, 5 minutes, 22 seconds remaining.
Platts with another deep three. This time it's no good. Rebounded by Oliver. Triple team. Finally gets it out to Daniels. Passes down to Horn. Horn was going to attempt a dunk, but instead, Linhart got down on him. Instead, he put up a two. It was still good. Linhart passes to Watson at the top of the key. Sets up an offense. Gets it to Linhart. Timeout, Brashear.
4:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Score is 64-31.
I think Schuyler County is bringing in a whole fresh set except for one.
I think you're right on that one. So if you've just logged on, the Brashear Lady Tigers won earlier with a score of 52-44. They played a nice game. And here we are in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes, 45 seconds remaining. Score is 64-31 in the favor of Schuyler County.
Horn stays in the game for Schuyler County, but all the rest are new, fresh faces for Schuyler County. Brashear stays with the same look, except for instead of Platts, we brought in Cale Moore. Watson at the top of the key, has Salter. Gets it back to Watson. He gets it into Danny. Back to Salter. Back to Watson. Over to Cale Moore outside the three-point arc. Gets it into Danny. Dribbles on the block. Little shove maybe. Gets it off to Cale Moore. Acrobatic shot misses. Rebounded by number 30. And there appears not to be a number 30 listed for their team.
Well, I don't suppose he got blood on his jersey. I don't see number 30 either. So we'll just call him number 30.
We'll call him number 30. Wheeler enters the game for the Brashear Tigers. Comes in for Cody Salter. Salter played a good game. He deserves the ovation he's getting. Anyway, it's number 30 shooting two free throws. He made it.
He made it.
He missed the second one, but Clarkson gets the
nice rebound.
Rebound,
Danny. 65-31, 3:20 remaining.
Watson has the ball, gets it up to Elam. Passes in to Moore. Passes to Wheeler. Passes back to Moore. Puts up the shot. It is an air ball. Retrieved by...
Nice hustle, Brashear.
Dent got the rebound.
That was a great hustle. We had about three Brashear players diving on the ground to get that ball. Somehow, Schuyler County was able to find enough composure to call a timeout. Just a quick one, though.
I think the coach called it when he saw his player go down on top of the ball.
Right.
Clark County to inbound the ball. Gets it to Daniels. Back to Dent. Thought about the three. Back to Daniels. Across the number 30. Inside. Into Scott Beeler. Put up the shot. It was good, and he was fouled by...
Now, it seemed to me that number 22 put his shoulder down and in before that shot went in. I would have thought about calling an offensive foul there, but regardless, it was a nice move, and he was able to finish it under pressure.
John Mountain and Jeremy Clay have entered the game for, and Josiah Bills have entered the game for Bashir in favor of the rest of the starters.
And Scott Beeler, number 22, is able to finish his three-point play.
Kale Moorman, a driving play. No good, but Wheeler saved the ball and saved it to Scott County. They promptly went down and turned it over. Bashir ball, Mountain inbounds to Moore.
Here we are under 2 minutes, score 68-31.
Ooh, Moore got the ball to Clay, about walked with it. Instead, he kept his foot down, gets it over to Mountain into Wheeler. Back out to Mountain, into Moore, puts up the shot a little high off the backboard, rebounded Beeler, down to Daniels, saves it in the bounce. Not necessarily thought something else had happened, and decided not to go for the ball. There's a scrapple. It appears Tigers came up with it.
I've been impressed with the Bashir hustle all the way through the end of this game. Clearly, they're not going to be able to come back and win it, but their hustle has stayed there with it all the way through. Promising team.
They changed their call and said that Schuyler County has it. Daniels put up a three, and it was nothing but nylon. He swished it.
It was a nice shot.
Mountain has the ball, brings it up half court. Gets the ball to Clay. Puts up a shot just inside the three-point line. Missed it. Rebound to Daniels. Out
under a minute left.
Number 30, and he put it in.
That was a nice transition basket by Schuyler County.
Moore with
71-31.
Got it. Missed it. It was an odd-looking play. Anyway, ball goes down for number 30. He put it up, missed it. He'll have two shots at the line. Foul was on Kale Moore, his second.
The clock's running, so we have about 20 seconds. Once again, if you're just joining us for the last seconds here, the girls won their game 52-44, and it looks like...
Number 30 hit his first. His second, he might be able to get off before the clock runs out. No good. Rebound, Wheeler. Gets the ball to Mountain. 2-1. Put up a shot off the rim. It was beyond half court.
He hit the front rim, though.
It was a good-looking shot from beyond half court.
And our final score here is 74-31. Schuyler County takes that ball game. Thanks for joining us. This is Melanie Crandall.
And Tyler Killen.
And we look forward to having you at other home broadcast games by logging on to...
Bashir homepage.
Thank you. Have a good evening.